Leaving your grocery cart in a parking lot. Bumping a call straight to voicemail. Drinking milk past its expiration.
Our world is overflowing with savages.
Whitney Young and Corey James explore the fine line between acceptable behavior and complete and utter savagery.
It's Team PXY's Savage or Sensible.
If you hook up with someone who's in a relationship and you reach out to that person's significant other to apologize, you are a complete and utter total savage move.
Yeah, it's so selfish.
It is. That's where it comes from. That's what makes it the most savage. And it's weird, by the way, because you think, like, an apology, apologies are always good.
Right,
it shows you admitted
right.
You did something wrong. But in this instance, this is at least one of those cases where an apology just shows off that you're just being more selfish.
Well, right, because nobody, well, I'm sure there are people out there, but speaking for myself, I would not want to hear from the person, from the other woman. That would not do anything for me. That wouldn't make me feel any better. I don't care that you're sorry. You know, at that point, you've probably ruined the relationship. And this all stems from the model that Offset, the rapper Offset, cheated on his wife Cardi B with. She posted a video, her name's Summer Bunny, by the way. I don't know if that's her real
name. I hate the fact we're even giving her attention
to
this
bottle.
Because I know, honestly.
You think this is all for attention?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. So she posted a video after news broke that Cardi B and Offset are splitting up and getting divorced because he cheated. Well, supposedly because he cheated on Cardi B with this woman. She posted a video that she sent it to TMZ. That's the best part.
Ridiculous.
She sent it directly to TMZ. Talk about an attention help.
Yeah, and this is what she had to say.
I feel ashamed.
No, you don't.
Yeah, it's a lot. But just coming from me and, like, to Cardi B and to, like, her fans and to her family and to her situation.
Yeah, you know why?
These were never my intentions, and I never wanted.
Shut up!
You know why? You know why you're sorry to the fans? Because the fans are going to be sending you death threats and hate mail and trolling you, and that's why she's sorry to the fans.
It's unreal.
Here's the thing. She knew who she was with. She knew she was with Offset. Mm-hmm. She knew that Offset has been married to Cardi B for a year.
Right.
Only
a child.
And they just had a kid like 5 months ago. What a monster. What a savage. Nobody wants to hear your apology.
No. And they're the last person you want to hear from.
Yep.
They really, really are. And again, it all stems down to they are only apologizing because they are trying to relieve their own guilt.
Right.
Because they feel, this makes me look really bad, so I should probably apologize. Like, they don't want to hear from you. There's only one caveat. I will put in one caveat where you can apologize if you are, I like to call this person the assistant cheater.
Okay.
Because they helped out with the cheating.
The assistant cheater.
They're not the one in the relationship.
Sure, that's
the cheater. They're the assistant cheater because they helped out. There's only one caveat where the assistant cheater should apologize, and that's if they were unaware that the person was in a relationship.
Oh,
and then,
I mean, that's a totally different situation.
Story. And
that
then,
is totally... A lot of the time, that person is just as mad at the cheater as the, you know, the significant other, because they didn't know and they thought, like, they were lied to as well.
Right. So if you reach out to apologize and inform, that's fine. Otherwise, any other example of this, total savage.
Yeah.
And want to hear from you. 222-9800, Club PXY Safe, text line 69822. Do you agree or do you think the apology is sensible? Maybe you've been in this position before.
You've been here.
And you've gone and apologized and you say you actually meant it and it wasn't just for selfish intentions. And look, I'm not trying to completely shame people who have made mistakes, because it happens. You know, we're human. We have flaws.
Right.
We make mistakes. It's going to happen.
Right.
My shaming is on reaching out to them to apologize, because they are the last person in the world that they want to hear from.
And again, if it's you, Corey, if it's me, if we're the one, you know, if we were cheated on, we don't want to hear it. That does, again, it doesn't make me feel any better to know that you're sorry. I don't care. You know, at that point, you've already ruined the person's relationship. In this case, you know, again, Cardi B and Offset, married for only a year, have a baby that's 5 months old. It doesn't matter if she apologizes. It's over. She's ruined this person's, you know, relationship and marriage and life for a while anyway. It just, ugh. But on Facebook, this is funny. Angie says that if you reach out to apologize, you're either really stupid or you have a death wish.
Oh, there's that too.
So there's that.
That's definitely a point. You want to jump in? Some texts coming through. Well, hang on. We'll get to these coming up in a sec.
No. Oh. I want to get to it now.
Jesus.
How dare you? God. Turn your mic off.
Wow, what a savage.
I was in the situation.
You're the savage now.
I was in the situation where I was seeing someone for 9 months. Turns out they were in a relationship. Most awful, disgusting feeling ever. And that's why we're adding this caveat, because there are those situations where you didn't know.
Yeah, if you don't know, obviously, then
that's
sure.
different. We're not talking about that.
No, we're talking about
You know full well what you did and what you're doing. And then you feel bad. Then you're sorry.
And I don't care how much regret you feel. Don't reach out. Don't do it.
Savage or sensible. Call in now, 222-9800.
Getting a bunch of texts coming through. Club PXY, safe text line 69822. This one's interesting.
Yeah.
This text stands out to me.
Okay.
They say, stop it. It takes two people, and the person who's in the relationship or marriage is the one to blame always. Why do we always blame the person who's not in the relationship for everything? They didn't make the committed party do anything. Now, that I don't believe is fair, because first off, we never said they were solely to blame.
No,
and at least
no.
At least in my opinion, I think it's shared blame, right?
They both
did it. As they said, it takes two people.
Yeah, you're not the one in a committed relationship, but it takes two to tango. And if you engaged in a relationship with someone who is in a committed relationship, especially married, especially when kids are involved, it's disgusting. It's really, really just not cool.
No, not at all. We got a bunch of calls coming in too. 222-9800. Margarita from Farmington. You want to jump in on savage or sensible? Go ahead.
I think it's savage.
Have you experienced anything like this? Have you been on any side of this before?
I've been on both sides, actually.
Really? Okay.
Really? Okay.
Years ago, I was the cheater.
Okay.
And this time, I was the one who got cheated on this time.
Mm. Oh, was this recent?
Very recent.
Oof. Oh, sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
Now, did this person reach out to you to apologize?
Yes, a messenger.
Oh, jeez.
A what?
That's like
a what?
On Facebook Messenger.
Oh, jeez.
Like, that's the thing, too, is it's because, I mean, they don't have a lot of ways to contact you, I guess, and they probably don't want to do it in person for fear of physical violence.
Having their face ripped off.
So usually, it's through Facebook, it's through maybe a text, it's through, you know, Instagram, whatever.
So what was the gist of the apology?
She saw my picture. Well, she saw my picture on my boyfriend's page, so obviously she knew he was in a relationship and obviously didn't give a shit.
Right, that wasn't important to her, sure. And what did she say to you?
She pretty much said she was sorry, she didn't know. I said, obviously you're reaching out to me, so you knew.
Yeah.
You saw my picture, you're messaging me, so obviously you knew. But what is the sense in, you know, text and messaging me, obviously to throw it in my face?
So it didn't make you feel any better. Did it make you angrier?
Yeah, actually it did.
Yeah.
Because when I was the cheater, I didn't reach out.
Yeah.
You're just making things worse. Like, it's done, it's over with.
We're getting some interesting texts on this, too. And one of them is a person who said that they don't want to hear from that person because they'd be more mad at them than their significant other. Do you think that's... I don't agree with that necessarily. I think you should certainly be more angry with your significant other.
Yeah, ones that betrayed you.
Whether they reach out or not. But did you feel like you were more angry at this woman than you were at the guy?
No, I'm angry equally at both of them.
Well, yeah, that's how it should be.
I think it's kind of just this blind hatred toward the other man or woman, and then total betrayal and hurt that, you know, that you feel towards your significant other. Are you still with the guy?
No, but now he's trying to make things right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for sharing your experience. We certainly appreciate you calling in.
You're welcome.
Have a great one.
Have a good
Bye-bye.
One.
Carrie, hi there. You want to jump in? Savage or sensible?
Actually, I'm in the middle.
Oh. You're undecided. Please explain.
Okay.
My sister actually personally experienced this. She was with somebody for, I think it was over 10 years.
Mm.
They weren't engaged. He had an affair.
Ugh.
She found out about it. She gave him the boot. And then later on here, the woman that had the affair with her fiancé contacted her, and she apologized and said that my sister was a hero for putting up with this for so long.
Really? Okay.
Hmm.
Okay. So she didn't know, this woman, that my sister was still with him.
Okay.
We've
been putting that as a caveat.
That's the caveat.
No, sure. We are definitely in agreement on that. Thank you for calling in. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
No problem.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, let's take it to the Facebook poll here and find out where on the Savage scale this lands.
All right. According to the Facebook poll, 71% of people say
savagery.
By the way, pretty surprised by that. Thought it was going to be more.
Really?
Yeah.
29% say sensible. Yeah. Really? Mm. Monsters.
Got a topic for Team PXY, Savage or Sensible? Email savage at 98pxy.com and we'll put it to the Savage scale.
More Team PXY next on the number one hit music station, 98pxy.